National historic sites in Canada are places that have shaped the country's history, not all of it good. That's the case with the former Kamloops Indian Residential School. It was nominated to become a site by the Kamloops Sequemich First Nation. The Canadian government worked with the band to help determine its significance. The First Nations chief, Roseanne Casimir, says designating the school a historic site symbolizes hope and the vision of ancestors for a prosperous future for their children and those not yet born. Many of the buildings on the site have been preserved and are being used for education, language, and culture. Celia Haig Brown is a senior scholar at Toronto's York University.
Recognizing the school is a much more complex recognition of Canada's history and its relationship with Indigenous people. I just hope that declaring it a heritage site means that it will be protected in memoriam, so that we do not lose sight of the checkered past we have.
The school operated from 1890 to 1969. The government took over administration of the school from the Catholic Church. It was then run as a day school until it closed in 1978. It was one of the many residential schools across Canada which more than 150,000 First Nations, Métis, and Inuit children were forced to attend. It's estimated that about 4,100 children died at the schools. Many of those who attended never returned home. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.